I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They were born into wealth, but they didn't hoard it for themselves. These badass sisters were committed to Black liberation, so they used their resources to show up for their community in a powerful way. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. The Fortin sisters were born into a legacy of Black communalism. Their father, James Fortin, was a wealthy sailmaker in 1700s Philadelphia. He was also a staunch abolitionist who petitioned against anti-Black laws, refusing to rig ships that participated in enslaving his people. So how would his daughters carry on his legacy? Harriet Fortin Purvis was knee-deep in the movement. She was a conductor on the Underground Railroad, and she and her husband opened their home as a haven for enslaved people trying to make it to freedom. Margaretta Fortin was a dedicated abolitionist and suffragist. She spent her life educating our children and even opened up her own school. Margaretta toured the country, giving speeches and petitioning for women's rights. Sarah Fortin Purvis was also an abolitionist who contributed to the movement through her writing and poetry. Her words were widely published, and she became the voice of the people. The Fortin sisters founded the Philadelphia Anti-Slavery Society and funded many other liberation organizations. Like the Fortins, we must see the importance of sharing our resources to build strong Black communities. Whether it's education, housing, or art, all of us have a role to play in the fight for our liberation. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media, and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.